Blog Talk Radio.
Extraterrestrials of all kinds. This is a psychic Q&A where I just many have submitted questions to the website, and now I'm going to answer them. Of course, these are months old. Unfortunately, sorry. I apologize anyway for the lack of speed that's going on here. But obviously, you've seen on the webinars. Those of you who are new to Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on YouTube. Just search for Ivan Tower. I have no idea if this is recording on Blog Talk or not, but we're going to hope so. Well, it says recording, so I'm assuming it's working. Anyway, Blog Talk and I don't know, like I said, I need to be bought out by somebody that knows what they're doing. So, hope to my sons in this too. The people are running it. So anyway, blessings all. Thank you for joining us. Obviously, a lot of the information you need about who I am is in the description. You can go to YouTube, and I'm all over the place. At least on my channel, I am. And this is for the Blog Talk viewers. So let's get right to it. If I know how to read this at all. Some of these I've already answered. I'm not sure if I answered these or not. I don't think so. I certainly hope not. But anyway. Okay. Connecting to spirit, connecting to somebody. Joshua. Well, that's right. Before we begin, we'll do a blessing from Joshua. I do have a message from Joshua, but I will hold off on that right now. Oh, as for a channeling message, I'll leave that for later, after probably around 9 o'clock sometime tonight. So, I'm just gamming away, all right. So, anyway, connect to Joshua, Jesus, as I believe that's his other name. One moment. If you're wondering, I did ground before this. Oh, a simple blessing. This is Joshua. Peace of mind, peace within the soul. Never forget that. To find peace is to find happiness. If you're at war with yourself, how can you find clarity? How can you find happiness if you don't even love thyself? But the peacefulness is much needed for the heart. So instead of tearing yourself apart, give yourself a break. Find a place, a time, a day, or somewhere where you can finally let go of the grudge you have against yourself and let the love flow through. And this goes for everyone on this planet. Let go of your differences. Just instead of have hate, have love for your differences and enjoy the moment any day you can. Any chance you can. Any chance you can. Blessings to you all. Joshua. Yeah, I think Blog Talk is screwing around by its connection. It's so aggravating. Anyway, question from Karina. Angels are my guides. How do I get rid of this block that I feel so that I can move forward? Is there any advice? Seems like the past you're holding on to. Meditation will help assist with that. To let go, and there's toning you can go through. Meditations will help. Help you find clarity. Yes, there's a lot of male energy there from the past. So let go of that. To heal yourself, forgive yourself. A lot of it's the past. Actually, there's more to it than that, obviously. To heal your past lives. Yes. I'm not sure if I answered this already, but question from Cheryl Blue, guides, channel requests. I'd like to know the name of my guide. Thank you. Thank you. I guess I'm not sure if I answered this or not. I don't think I did. I don't remember. Well, if I'm going through them, then. Cynthia. At least that's one of your guides. Cynthia. Greek past. Question from Lucas. I feel like I have musical talent that I can use creatively. Is the creativity from past lives on or off Earth? A lot of yin-yang energy there. Yes, here, Renaissance period, many chambers of light, being educated at this time. There's a lot of Pleiadian energy, Nocturian energy around here. The question from Brenda, thank you for your question. Question from Brenda. I'm currently in crossroads and don't know what to do. I'm afraid to make the wrong move. I feel strongly about moving on without my husband. But we have children together. Am I doing the right choice? I care for him, but I don't think I love him. I'm scared and afraid to be alone. Well, that's a tough one. From that, it's not good for me to answer that one, but the best thing, it feels like, oh, yeah, you're scared. I think you just make it work for what you have, but to run off. You just, I see that. I think you can make it work, but you have to listen more to him, not always listening to him. But yeah, he's kind of a brute, though, in some ways. Family, connect with family. Connect to your other family. There's somebody you can talk to. I would go to them too. You know, I can't be around him anymore. Which I think you can't make it work. It's just, you're kind of tired of it. That's up to you, by the way. Question from Sean. Thank you for your question. Question from Sean. Does my spirit guide have any messages for me? Be patient. Take your time. Try not to analyze things so much. Enjoy life a little bit more. Take life one day at a time. Sometimes you think about the future too much. Question from thank you for your question. Question from Nicola. Anyway. Oh, this is the cult, anyway. What entity saved me from near-death experience? How do I... Oh, that's spirit. It's from spirit guides. How do I increase the speed at which my paranormal abilities are being unlocked? meditation, connect with nature, walk away from negativity that's around you. Just create a space of light around you. Thank you for your question. What? I cannot pronounce that for now. Question from what presence? My spirit channel request. My spirit guides. Can you go into details about what kinds of alien DNA I do have? Your percentages